Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our travel unit today as we begin the merry month of May. happy May Day, everybody.
Thank you.
And May Day, of course, is a day celebrated around the world to commemorate workers. You know, Workers' Day and stuff is held on May 1st. And so if you have the day off today, maybe you might consider traveling someplace if you don't have the money or the time to travel outside of Taiwan. Well, you can still stay in Taiwan, but still leave Taiwan at the same time, if you know what I mean, by going to Penghu.
Yeah, Penghu is just an island off the main island of Taiwan. I've never been there yet.
Oh, no.
I really want to go. It sounds so beautiful. Here we're calling it a hidden paradise. If something's a paradise, it's absolutely beautiful. It's like heaven when you go. Now, you've been to Penghu, Tom.
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't want to say exactly when I was there.
Okay.
But let me just say that when I was there, I think Lee Teng-hui was president. But in any case, I'm sure things have changed quite a bit since then. I'm sure it's been developed and built up, which is good and bad. The good, of course, means there's a lot more to do. It's more interesting and stuff. But the bad means it's not as rustic and maybe sincere as it used to be, I guess. I don't know if you can describe it that way, but sometimes people like to go to places that haven't been exploited yet by tourism, but I'm sure it's been developed now. And we will be talking about Penghu in today's travel unit, so let's get to it. Let's read through the entire content and find out about good old Penghu. Situated to the west of Taiwan's mainland is the archipelago known as Penghu, a craggy, windswept group of islands that are one of Taiwan's best-kept secrets. Penghu is generally considered off the beaten path for many tourists visiting Taiwan, but it still makes for a compelling vacation spot. Penghu is made up of about 90 islets. Its beaches are the main attraction for many people, with their pearl-white sands, crystal-clear water, and colorful coral reefs. The unique landscape also includes the spectacular twin heart-shaped rock formation off the coast of Chime Township. Many couples come here to cement their love for each other. Penghu is also an ideal destination for surfing and windsurfing. In fact, it hosts annual windsurfing tournaments that draw the sport's elite athletes. For those who want to explore the waters more, there are abundant opportunities for snorkeling and scuba diving. Visitors can even glimpse coral without getting in the water. For example, during low tide at places such as Tsao Island and Shigandang, coral is visible from above the water surface. Sporting types will also enjoy fishing on Penghu. There's a wide variety of marine life in the archipelago's waters, and locals even take tourists out at night to catch squid by torchlight. As a matter of fact, Penghu also goes by the name Pescadores, or fishermen in Portuguese. It was given the name by Portuguese sailors who passed by Penghu and noted its large fishing community. Visitors to the islands can feast on all kinds of cheap and delicious seafood. Regardless of how visitors like to enjoy the beach, Penghu's islands always have something special for everybody.
So where is Penghu? Our first sentence tells us where it's located. So it's situated to the west of Taiwan's mainland, the main island of Taiwan, and it's an archipelago, which just means a group of islands. It's known as Penghu, so that's its name. Now, we're describing it as being a craggy, windswept group of islands. Craggy is a word that just means has a lot of rough, uneven places. Usually, you would describe a sort of a cliff of rocks as being craggy if it's not smooth. That's probably what we're referring to. Windswept means something's been affected by a lot of wind. For example, ladies, on windy days, you could have what we would describe as wind-swept hair, which is kind of a mess.
It is. The wind will toss and turn your hair in all directions. So, of course, when you come inside the house, you got to comb it again. So, again, we're talking about Penghu, which actually is a group of islands. And a group of islands, of course, as you said, is an archipelago. The Indonesian islands, or Indonesia is an archipelago. I guess Hawaii is
it
as well. The Philippines, they're all groups of islands. And again, it's windswept, which is true. The wind is quite strong there. I almost got blown off that bridge.
Really?
When I was trying to ride my bicycle on the Kwahai Dacha. I don't know how to say that in English, but there's a bridge between two of the islands there.
Uh-huh.
That wind was so strong. I was so scared when I was trying to ride across that. But in any case here, it is a windswept group of islands, and they are one of Taiwan's best kept secrets. A secret, of course, is something you don't want anybody to know about.
Mm-mm.
And that's true with travel destinations.
True.
Everybody wants to go someplace that everybody else hasn't been to, so when you talk about it, you can be the life of the party. So, hey, maybe if you are sick of talking about Hualien or Kending or Alishan, you could go to Penghu and people would go, wow, you've been to Penghu? Tell us all about it.
Actually, a lot of our foreign friends have been to Penghu. So I think I'm one of the last people who has not been. I need
you
to go.
Get out there, yeah.
It's generally considered by most people to be off the beaten path. If you're on a beaten path, it means you're on a trail or a path that's been used by a lot of people. So the dirt has been beaten down under your feet. So it means it's been traveled a lot. But here we're saying you're off the beaten path. So you're in a place that hasn't been discovered by everyone. It's not a big tourist attraction, so it's not a familiar spot to many people. So it still is considered to be more pristine, clean, unaffected by all the tourism. Because when tourists come, of course, businesses think, ooh, I can make some money. Let's build another hotel. Let's build another B&B. Let's build another restaurant. And it kind of changes that natural setting so the landscape can be affected by all the building that goes on.
Yeah, like I said, it's good or bad. It depends on who you're talking to. Some people like places built up. It's more convenient. There are more restaurants, places
True.
To stay, and stuff like that. It's more convenient that way. So, yes, maybe some people would think that this is kind of far away. It's kind of isolated and undeveloped. Why would you want to go there? My goodness, you'd have to sleep out in the street and eat white rice for your meal. But no, it's not like that. It still makes for a compelling vacation spot, even though it is off the beaten path. So make for just means it is. These are the things that make it the way it is. It is still a very compelling vacation spot. And compelling here is an adjective. It just means something. It causes you to be interested in that thing. It gets your attention. It's like, wow, this is cool. That was a compelling performance you gave at the theater last night. I couldn't wait to watch what came next.
Compelling. It really grabs your attention. So it sounds like it's a really interesting place to go. Now, let's talk about what Penghu is. It's made up of about 90 islets. Notice here we're not pronouncing the S. It's not islets. It's islets, which is kind of weird. Islet is just a small island. If something's made up of something, it just means those are the parts that it has that makes it a complete whole. So it's got 90 little tiny islands. That's a lot. And, Tom, you said you could actually ride your bike from one islet to another.
Well, island. Yeah. I wouldn't call those islands. There are three main islands, right?
Oh.
There's Penghu, and there's Siu, and I don't remember what the other one was, but those are the three main islands, and then there are other smaller islands.
Those
and then
are the islets.
Yeah, and then just basically rocks in the water. So, yeah, that's why we're describing Penghu being made up of about 90 islets.
Wow.
And people go there for the beaches. The beaches are the main attraction for many people.
Mm.
An attraction is something that attracts people. The attraction of Kending, for example, are the beaches, are the nice hotels, the restaurants, the national park there, etc., the scenery. Those are all attractions, things that bring people in.
Well, what is it that attracts those people there? The beaches are described as having pearl-white sands. Ooh, nice. Now, sand is a non-count, but when you talk about different areas of sand or beach, you can add that S there. So pearl-white means as white as a pearl, so it sounds really beautiful. They also offer crystal clear water. Crystal is a rock that you can see through. So if you say something is crystal clear, it's very clean. You can look right through it. So that sounds like beautiful, clean water. I don't want to swim in dirty water, I'll be honest.
Me neither.
They also have colorful coral reefs. Did you see those there?
No, I didn't really know much about that kind of stuff
when
I was there. I think I went in the fall or something. It was kind of cold. Penghu generally is colder than Taiwan, so I guess if you want to go scuba diving there or snorkeling, you should probably wear a wetsuit or something like that.
Oh, it's that cold.
Yeah, the wind does blow pretty hard there. And if you notice the weather reports during the winter, Penghu's temperature is always much lower than other parts of Taiwan.
So is it cooler in the summer? Maybe I should go.
Yeah, it's
there.
A good time to go. If you want to beat the heat of the mainland Taiwan, all means, head over. And summer's just around the corner here.
Yeah.
And coral reefs, we should talk about that here. Australia, of course, is famous for its coral reefs, a large section undersea that's got all this coral-colored rock down there with all sorts of tropical life and good stuff like that.
We're actually going to take a quick break here and talk about more of the unique landscape when we return, but right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第一单元。今天呢，要带大家来探讨的地方就在台湾。在台湾的西方有一个群岛，那就是澎湖群岛。好，我们先看，说澎湖群岛是一个 paradise， 说它是一个天堂。为什么呢？以下先来看看，首先是它的地理位置。我们知道它在西边。那台湾本岛的西边这个介系词呢有个 to the west of Taiwan， 这是第一点。第二点呢，在介绍它地理位置的时候呢，注意到吗？这一句其实是一个倒装句，因为呢它的开头是 situated to the west of Taiwan's mainland， 这并不是主词哦，主词其实在 be 动词is 的后方，也就是 the archipelago known as 澎湖。我们先看，那既然讲的主词其实就是指澎湖群岛，那我们看它的倒装，就是把 be 动词后面的所谓主词补语的部分摆到句首来了，所以整个句子其实颠倒过来。那当然有很多的理由，一个重要的理由，要倒装的理由，是因为这个主词后面其实并不是就在澎湖这个字就结束了，而是它后面呢还继续修饰说，诶，它呢很多峭壁经历强风吹袭，而且呢它是一个台湾啊比较不为人知的一个秘密之一。那我们看到第二个重点还有一个，就是说它是台湾本岛不为人知的秘密，修饰的字是 best kept。 看到复合形容词其实有很多种，但是关键字呢都是在那个 ving 或者是 pp， 也就是现在分词或者是过去分词。那以这边来说，你知道我们知道秘密是被保守的，被守住这个秘密，所以呢这一边复合形容词里的 PP kept 就是因为有被动的含义在，所以我们用过去分词。再来还有往下读呢，下面就说，诶，澎湖它是一个什么样的地方啊？它其实很少人去。那我们说少人去的地方用了一个片语是 off the beaten path，换句话说它是远离大陆的，也就是少人走的。再来呢第二段里头我们要看，哎，有一个片语其实考试常常考，就是由什么组合而成。你讲澎湖它有将近90个小岛所组合而成，你用的片语是 is made up of。当然哦，这个被动的用法我们会相对的想到有其他类似的片语，比如说你可以改成 is composed of 或者是 is comprised of， 这几个都算常见。 但是呢，要注意的是，有一个偏语，它会主动的写法，那就是 consists of。如果你讲澎湖 consists of about 90 islets， 当然也是对的。再来，我们最后提到的就是谈岛屿。其实你知道群岛那个字是 archipelago， 而岛像台湾是一个 island， 可是呢，如果在比岛更小的小岛，那就是 islet。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about Penghu, and we're talking about some of the attractions there. It's got beaches there, and it's also got coral reefs. It's also got this unique landscape, which is the general condition of the land. It's unique, it's special, and that's true. It looks very different there than the land in Taiwan looks.
Oh, okay.
It's quite unique. Unique means special, one of a kind. It also includes the spectacular twin heart-shaped rock formation,off the coast of Chime Township. So Chime is another island that is away from the three main islands there, and you can go see this rock formation, rocks that form two hearts.
Cool. They're describing it in our article as looking spectacular. So if something looks spectacular, it's pretty impressive as you look at it. It's a spectacle, you could say.This word actually comes from the old word for eyeglasses, which were spectacles. Mm. So spectacular is an adjective that means pretty impressive, amazing to look at. And if you're talking about some sort of formation, that's a noun. It just means the structure or arrangement of something, how it looks. So kind of looks like you're looking at two heart-shaped rocks.Off the coast of Chime, is that Chime Township? Many couples actually go there, or here, to cement their love for each other. This is an interesting verb. Usually we use this word as a noun to talk about the liquid we use to build very strong walls. Mm. When cement dries, it turns into a very tough, hard structure. It's very solid. So if you're using it as a verb,It's pronounced the same, cement. It means you're making something very firm, very solid. So I guess it helps couples come together and have a closer relationship.
And they will never break up. They'll never get divorced after they get married. So good for them. I'm so happy for them. Now let's move on now to the third paragraph. Penghu is also an ideal destination for surfing and windsurfing. A destination, of course, is someplace you go. A tourist destination is a place where lots of tourists go to. And if you like surfing and windsurfing, Penghu is the place for you. Surfing means you stand on a board and ride waves back to shore, whereas windsurfing is you're standing on a board that has a sail and you use the wind to push you around.
In fact, this place hosts or invites people to this area,To take part in annual windsurfing tournaments. And those tournaments draw the sports' elite athletes. A tournament's a round of games, several rounds of games, where at the very end, the last person standing is the winner. He's crowned the winner. Usually you'll have golf tournaments. They'll have several rounds of golf before a winner is actually announced.Or tennis tournaments, lots of games at the very end of the whole process. You've got one person or maybe a team standing, and they're the winners. If you draw something, you attract people to that thing. And if you're elite at something, it means you're the best at doing whatever you're participating in. So these are really terrific athletes.
The best windsurfers and surfers in the world head to Penghu for various tournaments here. And for those who want to explore the waters more, there are abundant opportunities for snorkeling and scuba diving. So if you want to explore something, that means you want to go there and check it out to learn more about it.Explorers, of course, explored the world, and we've got astronauts exploring space, and tourists explore the world. They want to go to places they've never been to before. If something's abundant, that means you have a lot of it. For example, farmers always hope for an abundant harvest.
They sure do. Well, there are lots of opportunities for snorkeling and scuba diving. Snorkeling is that sport where you wear goggles on your eyes and you have a short breathing tube. You can't go too far below the surface of the water or water will get into your tube and you'll drown.
Well, you can blow it out when you go back to the surface.
I wouldn't do it. Scuba diving is definitely more difficult. You have a tank of oxygen on your back. You have flippers and you have a scuba mask. But usually you have to take classes to be trained in scuba diving before they'll let you go below the surface too far.
Snorkeling can be done by anybody with just a minute or two of instruction. And scuba diving, of course, as you said, takes a pretty lengthy course. And visitors can even glimpse coral without getting in the water. Here the word glimpse is being used as a verb. That just means to look at something for a short period of time. Usually it's something that's difficult to see. We often use this as a noun. I caught a glimpse of him in the crowd just for a couple of seconds.
So where can you get a quick look or a glimpse at coral? You could go to places like Tao Island in Shigandang. During low tide, when the waves are very low, you can see the coral. It's visible from above the water surface. So it pops up from the ocean water. If something's visible, guys, it just means you can actually see it. It's able to be seen. Now, sporting types, people who like to participate in different sports, will also enjoy fishing on Peng Hu.
Yeah.
Well, my dad would love that.
Sporting types, type here just means the kind of person who likes sports. So sporting types, you can go there to do some fishing there. There's a wide variety of marine life in the archipelago's waters. Marine just means having anything to do with the water or the ocean. And locals, people who live in Peng Hu, they even take tourists out at night to catch squid by torchlight. That would be really wonderful. I've always wanted to do that. Squid, of course, is a fish that looks kind of like an octopus, but it's got 10 legs instead of 8. Although, I guess there are 8 legs and 2 antennae that look like legs, but people eat squid all the time. They don't have the suckers on their legs, basically, at least not as much as octopi do. And a torchlight here just means some kind of light that shines. A torch is like a flashlight in England, a light that you hold in your hand. They say torch. In America, we say flashlight. But this is some kind of light that will help you see in the water.
Could be like a lantern, torchlight, something like that. It helps you see, so that's all you need. As a matter of fact, this is something that's true. Peng Hu also goes by the name Pescadores, which is Portuguese. It means fisherman in Portuguese. It was given this name by some Portuguese sailors long, long ago who passed by Peng Hu, and they noted or they paid attention to its large fishing community. Community is a group of people who live in the same area, and they thought, oh, look at all this great fishing here. So they gave it this name, Pescadores. Do they still use that in Peng Hu, Tom?
I don't know. I'm sure if you said that to somebody in Peng Hu, they go, what are you talking about? We don't know what that means. But the Portuguese are famous in Taiwan. They named the the Peng Hu Islands Pescadores, although they're called Peng Hu. And Taiwan is sometimes referred to as Formosa, which also comes from Portuguese. But in any case, yeah, they passed by and they saw this fishing community, which is a group of people. Community can mean all sorts of things. An area where people live, like the Minsheng community here in Taipei. But these are all these fishermen there who live together, so they're called the pescadores. Enough said. Now, visitors to the islands can feast on all kinds of cheap and delicious seafood. So I bet that will whet your appetite. I bet your mouth is watering now because you can feast on seafood. If you feast on something, that means you really enjoy a meal.
You sure do. You're not just eating, you're eating with a lot of happiness.
And probably a lot of other people, too.
And there are a lot of dishes of food there. It's not going to be something where you walk away hungry because you're going to have lots and lots of food that you can eat. Usually we have a big feast at festival times, like Chinese New Year. Here, it's the verb phrase feast on. You have to feast on something. Well, regardless of how visitors like to enjoy the beach, doesn't matter if you like to go there to just build sandcastles or wade in the water, or maybe you like to surf. It doesn't matter. However you enjoy the beach is going to be great for you if you go to Peng Hu, because Peng Hu's islands always have something special for everybody. regardless of means it doesn't matter what follows. The next part of the sentence remains true no matter what comes first. You could say no matter how visitors like to enjoy the beach, Penghu's islands always have something special for everybody.
I could say, for example, regardless of what you say about Ben, I still like him. He's my good friend. Just because you don't like him doesn't mean that I can't like him. So here it says, regardless of how you enjoy the beach, well, Penghu's islands still have something special for everybody. If you're not into the beach, there's seafood that you can check out. I think there are also some interesting archaeological sites to check out, old temples and old buildings. They have special architecture there and stuff like that.
Cool.
So it's all worth checking out. And because it's such a wonderful place, we're going to continue talking about it next time, but you'll have to wait until then. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
我们继续来看介绍澎湖群岛。那提到澎湖群岛，当然它上面这个岛上有很多独特的景色。那这里有提到一个奇美乡乡镇这个字，我们在写成英文的时候，要注意到它的字是 township。我们比较习惯 city， 比较习惯 county。县，那是再往下所谓的乡镇用的字是 township。 再来我们还要注意一个地方，就是 water 这个字。那首先我们看在第三段的中间后面提到 visitors can even glimpse coral without getting in the water， 这边说的就是在这里啊，你不用下水就可以看到珊瑚。那 water 本来是很简单的，当然就只是水，可是如果你把它加 s， 我们往下读，在第四段里面这边呢，他就说到了有一句第二句话，他说 There's a wide variety of marine life in the archipelago's waters。 你看到这个 waters 加了 s， 那 water 为什么要加复数呢？相对的来说，其实当你把 water 这个字加了 s， 它指的就是指一片的水域，一片的海面。那像在这边讲的就是水域，在这个群岛的水域当中有很多各种的水中生物。那继续呢，后面说到，事实上啊， as a matter of fact， 它怎么说呢？澎湖它另外有个名字，这个名字啊是来自于葡萄牙语，它的意思代表 fisherman， 也就是渔夫。那我们谈到它有另外一个名字叫 Pescadores， 这个它用的介系词是 by the name Pescadores。 我们要了解，我们说啊，你怎么称呼他呢？ We call him John， 也就是说And we call him by the name John. 这个介系词大家可能比较不熟悉，稍微留意一下。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're not finished talking about Penghu. So come back for our next program where we'll continue to talk about Penghu's shores and waters and the festivals that you can participate in while you're there. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.